Shalom to all. Okay. Today we start a new pack of Chav Zayin. And this is the story. The question is when we've been discussing Shkia, Seis Chachavim, we even discussed Neitzachama, but now we have to get to the key thing of Alos HaShachar. Because that is really when the day begins. Alos HaShachar. And we'll have to discuss in a future pack what exactly does that word mean, Alos HaShachar. What does it mean? What is Shachar? What is Alos? You know, we're so used to using those words, we have to finally know what it means. Alos, going up, Shachar, what's Shachar? So we're going to get to it. Now, the Gemara in Pesachim, on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, tells us, this Gemara we did already, there are two opinions. That from Alos HaShachar to Neitzachama is, one opinion says it's 5 mil, and one opinion says it's what? 4 mil. Just like at the end of the day, between Shkia and Neitz, is Machlokas whether it's what? 4 mil or 5 mil. So when is that time? That's the Gemara in Shabbos.
Right.
With the Gemara in Pesachim.
Right. Right.
And then we had all the discussion of how you miyashev those two Gemaras.
Right.
So let me ask you a question. This is what I want to ask you. So what do you think should be, how do you figure out when Alos HaShachar is? What? 4 mil before Nate. No. Raftaliki wants to say something.
I just want to point out that the name of the Nate is the Machlok Babu Tanya when Alos is versus the name. Amar Akinime, Alos is Shah, Arkiyar, and the Breath, Adam Mahal, Arabel. Jiyar, and the Nitrak, Akinime, the Fan, Adam Mahal, Arabel.
Yeah, so. 8 mil.
Yes.
8 mil before?
Nate.
Nate.
Whatever Nate is. If you want to discuss.
That's going to be pretty early, 8 mil.
Well, but then if you want to go to the Jewish Shop and get a late Nate, then you could maybe do that way also.
Okay, we'll see. No, so what do you think? What should it be?
What's the determining characteristic of...
Two things. What is the determining... What happens at Alos HaShachar? What exactly happens?
Kind of perfectly clear. Morning, you probably can see the first glimmer of light.
The first glimmer of light. One second. And when would that be? How would you figure that out? Rav. No.
Look to the heavens.
Look to the heavens. Look to the heavens. Look to the heavens. No, tell me something else.
Take a walk.
Look, between Shkia and Seis is 4 mil. Let's assume 4 mil, right? And that's either Rabbeinu Tamshit or according to the Vilna Gaon, it's not a halachic thing. So the same 4 mil is in the morning. So no, so when is that? Tell me.
72 minutes.
Oh. Because 4 mil or 16.1 degrees. Yeah, 16.1. So if you look in the calendar, some of the calendars, maybe on the Primark, that they have, I think maybe in a Primax calendar,
yeah.
Well, they have to two times in the morning.
Right.
Whatever, what are the two times they have? They have 4 mil Shabbos, 72. And then they have what? 16.1 degrees, because those that weren't here the first semester, we know, we discussed that 16.1 degrees, according to Mayor Posen of England, now in Kiryas Sefer, says that Seisa Chachovim is based, it can't be a set thing, 72 minutes every place in the world, all times of the year. So you have to say, you go to Eretz Yisrael, and you say, how long does it take for the sun to get 4 mil under the horizon, right? And then you see what angle does it make, the angle of declination, which is 16.1 degrees. It'll take 72 minutes. The sun will be 16.1 degrees below the horizon. Okay, and then we discussed, according to the Shita, you go everywhere else in the world, and you see how long does it take to do 16.1 degrees below the horizon. Like in America, it's going to be longer than in Eretz Yisrael, because like Rav Posen said, if you take a basketball and you twirl it, right, so the thicker part is going quicker than the top and the bottom, because the thicker part is covering more ground, so it has to go more swift. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in a part of the world that's going quicker than higher and lower, right? That we discussed. So therefore, in America, 16.1 is going to be more than 72 minutes. Because if it's 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, when you go higher part of the north of the equator or south of the equator, it's going to be going quicker, right? So that's why we said in America, 16.1 could be 90. In the summer, it'll be 110. You know, something like that. Because so the counter shita is that what? That in the morning, the same thing. Either you do the 72 shavos, like there are shitas like the Prima Gadim that said 72 shavos at night. So then it's 72 shavos in the morning. Or you do 16.1 in the mean. Meaning, how many degrees, when the sun is 16.1 degrees in the east, below the equator, before it rose, that's going to be the beginning of that's when Alos HaShachar is.
The normal sheet is the Michas Kohen equivalent.
And then the Michas Kohen, that was what we mentioned last semester, just says, no, whenever you go out and you see stars, that's going to be
Rabbeinu Tam.
Would
that be equivalent to our first opinion of like, oh, the sun is up?
No, but no one says Alos HaShachar. That's not going to be the equivalent of Alos HaShachar.
It's only the theory of the Tam, right? We always say it's the guidance for
No.
No?
Because everyone agrees that this Gemara exists.
Right, but don't they say that it's only an astronomical thing?
Right, yeah, but what are we talking about? But in other words, the Gron says that Seisa Chachovim is not, and this Gemara is not 4 mil, it's really the Gemara Shabbos has 3/4 of a mil. And 4 mil is just Seis Kol HaChachovim, which is not a halakhic. But the first part of this Gemara, from Alos, predates that's 4 mil. That even the goat agrees to. So it's 4 mil. Which, so what does it say in Maizman? Nu vazav Maizman. Today, when was Netzach Hanukkah today?
Yesterday was about 6:45.
Yeah, this morning. When was Netzach Hanukkah first?
6:43.
And when is Alos HaShachar?
5:22.
Well, how many? What time? 5:21. So 5:21. 1 second. 1 second. 5:21 till 6:43 is well. How much?
Hour 22.
So that's how many minutes? 82 minutes. So that's the Ashita of what? 16.
21.
Right, and would they have another sheet to this?
Yeah, 672 is 531.
531, and the 16.1 is what?
That was the 521, that first.
521.
And then they'll have 90 minutes as the Green Court Supplement.
And what do they tell you they think is the, or they don't tell you?
You just go on the regular thing.
The regular thing is 16.1.
16.1.
Yeah, but then they have the 672. Yeah.
Oh, you mean the one they want to tell you without a 16.1?
Yeah. So
16.1.
It also says at the bottom, it says the times for sunrise and sunset have been computed assuming that the horizon is clear of any obstructions.
Okay.
So
that's the whole thing we talked about. Harav Spitz.
Yeah, it's not my horror, but I understand how in those times they were able to, you know, get the chesed from Shia to say if you count time. How do you work backwards?
How do you work backwards, right?
Now we can do it.
Yeah, yeah, well, now we have science and the technology, then they can do it. Oh.
How do you wake up and decide, oh, it's
17.4?
Yeah, so let's look.
Oh,
it
took exactly 5 minutes.
Okay, so let's look. We're both in the Perish Mishnayis of the Rambam. Masechta the Brachos. Page 2. Says the Rambam, the Amur HaShachar Hu Ha'or HaNotzeit Bif'as Mizrach Kodem Alot HaShemesh Bif'dei Shalav HaChomesh Shalav Min HaShos HaZmanis. So he says, descriptively, what does it mean? What?
A streak of light.
Or HaNotzeit in the east. Before Alos HaShemesh, which is Shav HaChomesh, Shav. So he says it's an hour and a fifth. Min HaShos HaZmanius. So he's saying that it's 72 minutes if the day is a 6-to-6 day. But if it's not a 6-to-6 day, then it's... Then it'll be, in the summer it'll be earlier, in the winter it'll be later. But the definition is, you see, the sun didn't rise yet, right? The sun didn't rise yet. So there's just what? A flicker of what?
Light.
A streak of light. And that is Vadayom. That is Vadayom. What? Yeah, because Nates is the whole ball of the sun is above the horizon. Then it's going to be a lot of light by Nates. But this is basically Alos HaShachar. You go outside. When do you tell me? 5:21 or 5:30?
31.
It's going to be pretty dark. But there's apparently a flicker of light.
It would have to be a perfectly clear morning.
Yeah, you won't be able to tell here, you know, but if you go in a place where it's a, like, as it has, it's a perfectly clear morning, you'd be able to see it. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Here, I have a shir now. I'll speak to you next, okay? Okay. First of all, sorry, I dedicate the shir. L'zecha nishmas, Daniela, Shein, Abbas, Yeshua, Paul. Okay. Amur HaShachar Hu Ha'or HaNotzeit B'Fav Mizrach Kodem Alos HaShemesh B'Fei Shav V'Chomesh.
That's funny,
it's
from the day or the
week. Let's see, 1 second. Now, it's interesting that there's another Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos on page 3 in Psachim. That seems to say a little bit different. Take a look on page 3. He talks about how long does it take to become chametz. So that's a meal. So in the left side, the paragraph that begins on page 3, Batsek. So he says, Vishiyuro, the end of that paragraph, it says, Vishiyuro, Kadesha Yahalik Adam Baraglav Halicha Beinanis Mil Echad. Vishir Benazmanchu Shnei Chom Sheshah Misho Sahashvayah. 2/5. So what's 2/5? 1/5 of is 12. 2/5 is 24. So that means, so he's saying it's 24 minutes is a meal. So that's against what he said before. Because before, in Masach the Brachas, he says it's an hour, what? Yeah, 18 minutes. So that's the question that's raised. He seems to say different things and that will make a difference in when almost a shocker is. Right. Right, so the Tosas Yantif asked this question on page 4. He says, "Im yeshem kotzav harav, im ein shom kedei alaf adam mil v'shir zekes man shnei chum sheshah, kach kotzav harama. V'yeshem zeh mishos ha'shvay, v'tolom shenechzav kedei shos ha'zmanios. V'ozeh shir shechotzav v'shuk yisman shnei chum sheshah koshal li lahavim. Shem kem shir mahalak liyom hu yud bei shah, shem shishim chum sheshah, lo yegiyu rak l'shloshim milu, shem shiva parsov." So he points out this discrepancy. And now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page 10. Zman tfilas ha-shachar mitzvot ha-shiyatzkir limanei tzachama tziv yeruchem shemesh. That's the best time. Nispalo mishaola olam ha-shachar ve-he-ir ve-mizrach yotz. So the big question is, this Amor HaShachar, and then he says, really, the best time to daven is Neitzacham. Right? If you daven earlier, Amor HaShachar Yotze. But he doesn't say that. He says, Amor HaShachar Ve'eir Pnei HaMizrach. Is that the same? In other words, if I say Amor HaShachar, Alos HaShachar, is that the same as Alos HaShachar Ve'eir Pnei Mizrach? Yeah, well, let's not work with the Yerushalmi right now.
Yeah, but the Rambam might hold the same concept. They might have different minds for what the two terms are.
In other words, they might hold the same concept.
The
Shulchan Aruch is putting something into the equation that we didn't... You see, the Gemara in Psachim, in Tzadi Dal, it says, the day begins at Alos HaShachar. And now the Shulchan Aruch is saying, no, it has to be not only Alos HaShachar, it also has to be Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Is that just the same as Alos HaShachar? Or is that an extra condition?
According to the Rambam, it's the same as the streak of light.
In other words, yeah, no, I mean, the sun is rising, you know, in the east.
Right, but the moon is setting in the west.
Yeah.
So it didn't mention, like, it just said a spark of light. So maybe the spark of light that I see is coming from the moon. It's not really coming from the sun. The fact that I'm saying it's in Israel, so it's not going to have to be coming from the east.
So basically you're saying that there's nothing extra required. It's not that you're saying there's extra light being required. But you're saying Alos HaShachar, and realize that means in the east.
As
the other possibility is to say no, that Alos HaShachar requires also Heir Pnei Mizrach.
Well, how light does it have to be? I mean, according to the Rambam,
maybe it has to be.
The question in the Gemara is a streak of light. Like
right. But maybe, the question is, in the Gemara, they only speak here about Alos HaShachar. So why didn't the Shulchan Aruch just say, "Yimispal mishalo amur hashachar yotza"? What do you need the Heir Pnei HaMizrach for?
I think because you can't really tell. So when you see Heir Pnei HaMizrach, they know for sure that.
And so Heir Pnei HaMizrach, you think, is a later time.
A little later.
Let me ask you a question. So when we say l'halacha, all mitzvahs that you do in the daytime, you yotze from Alos HaShachar. So does that mean it also has to be Heir Pnei HaMizrach? Or no?
Maybe it's just qualifying what Alos is. Maybe he's saying, because you're not going to know what Alos is, and it's not so clear what came before. So I'm qualifying that Alos is Heir Pnei HaMizrach.
So if you do something that wasn't Heir Pnei HaMizrach,
then you're doing it before Alos.
Then you're doing it Bevadai or B'Torah Safek?
According to the Shabbat, maybe Bevadai. I mean, it seems like he's qualifying what Alos is. At least to me, it seems like.
Yeah. The Mishnah in Yomav says that the Kohen brings on Yom Kippur morning, he brings the, once it's Heir Pnei HaMizrach, he's Michael the Kohen, right?
Yeah. We'll see, 1 second. Did you want to say something?
I would think that, it's not the discussion, that I would think that that's what my feel at that point, that there's this rule of Heir
Pnei HaMizrach. Oh, so you're saying maybe that's only a din by Shimon Esrei.
Yeah, because in Mishnah,
so why would Tefillah be less than
everything else? Tefillah
would be later. Later. But you're saying that. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. That it's later. Maybe you could. Look, let's look at the Mishnah in Yoma on page 6. So, where the Kohanim, you know, said go out, he told the people to go out and see if it's time to shecht the tummy on Yom Kippur. In the Giyaro, Omer Barkai. It's so funny today, I was just in the library on the 5th floor, and there were a bunch of fellows there, like elementary school fellows, so they were here from Brooklyn, they were visiting. They said, what yeshiva are you from? He said, Barkai. Barkai.
we must do.
What?
Barkai. I mean, Barkai means it's light. So their school was called Barkai.
Oh, Barkai.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were they good? Yeah, Barak is light. Lightly. Right. So it says, Amal Mamunatur Um, he gives man a sheet and he gives Omer Barkai. So let's see the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis. We're going to be doing three Rambams in the Perish Mishnayis today. Makom Gavoa Hayalam B'Mikdash on page 7. Makom Gavoa Hayalam B'Mikdash Shavoya Ova Hatsofim. Shaya Roa Pnei HaMizrach Maschilum Nishtano Saya Omer Lahem Barkai Barkai Yenein Kul Hitzchi Ha'or Lahavrik. So is that the same as Alos HaShachar?
What's
the name?
That's what
Yerushalmi
said explicitly. It's two separate
targets.
This is the
mention of
Yerushalmi.
Yeah.
What's the beginning
to change.
What is that? Starting on light?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds to me as if
this. Well, let's compare this Rambam with the Rambam in Brachas of the Lashon that he says in the Perish Mishnayis. Or Hanotzik. But the Pasuk of Pshat is that that's the Or Hanotzik, that's Alos HaShachar. But it's not lighting up the whole Bnei Mizrach. So it's a one street. What? The first glimmer.
The first glimmer. And the first, and when you see light, whatever that means, when you see light, so the light, it's lit up. It's
right, so when it's lit up, that's Barkai. So what these are, so what is that for?
I feel like you still get light.
So if you say like Harav Yehuda Bari Shlita, it'll come out that Alos HaShachar is really that glimmer. But if you want to, but that's, look. But for, when it comes to Karbanos and maybe Shmon Esrei, they want a later Zman. Not just Alos HaShachar. But they want Barkai, which is Beher Pnei HaMizrach. They want it, not just, like Rabbi Felaki said, not just the glimmer, but...
Well, we don't have this Zman. Meaning there's no Zman that exists between
Alos and Nei. Who said? Just because your calendar doesn't have it? Not on my Zman, that's why. But what about the Gemara? Doesn't that take more credibility than
the Roman Sutra?
What? In other words, basically what we're saying is, there are two, in other words, before Netzach Hamah, there's really two Zman. There's Alos HaShachar, and then there's Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. Oh, yeah, Mishayakir also, that's right. That's going to have a separate packet of that. Mishayakir. So when the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you need Alos HaShachar, V'heyer Pnei HaMizrach, that means that Alos HaShachar is not good enough. For Tefillah, they made it a little later, Zman.
I'm not sure about Tefillah. I think this was...
There's Korbanos, and then...
This is one down already. I don't think
we can discount
the Yerushalmi
stuff
there, even if
we
don't discount the Zman. I think
you're very hooked on this Yerushalmi.
I think they'd be making a syllable.
Okay, but
wait,
let's hold off with the Yerushalmi too. We'll get to it. Yeah.
What page?
Page
7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Masha'ata, where is it? Masha'ata chayv odati az-man, shvitkem
said the Shmuel Omer here for his mark, who Achar has mon shizokar Tanakama. So what does the Tanakama say?
Barkai,
and what is? And then he says, Matisyahu ben Shmuel, Omer Heir Pnei Kol HaMizra. So is Barkai?
Oh, yeah, so Heir Kol HaMizra is not the same.
Barkai earlier.
Barkai, is Barkai Alozo Shaka?
No, I don't know.
And then he says you have to need the latest one, hey, they call him Mizrach. Meaning the whole Mizrach, not just the glimmer. So if you assume like that, then Alosa Shachar just means you need a glimmer. So that's such a fascinating idea. Because what is it telling me? That the day starts with, it's basically dark. It's a dark. 98%, 99.9%, it's dark. But there's one glimmer, that's called Yom.
I mean, we could say...
That's a loss.
We could say, like we said...
And then, 1 second. And then, if the Pnei Mizrach is here, so then that's a lot. You know, that's basically a good percentage of the East is now lit up. That's Heir Pnei Mizrach.
But it's Bar Koi, then.
And Bar Koi, someone wanted to suggest maybe that's Alos HaShachar alone. But what's fascinating is that if you compare this to everything we said the first semester, what's called Laila, we had basically, we said the two shitas, whether it means it has to, like, hichsif means hichshke, it has to be dark, or it just means the beginning of the hichsif, just, you don't have the light, but it's now it's like a whitish color. It's not that it has to be dark.
Like as the night starts declining, that's when the
daytime. Right. But when it comes to daytime, so you would think, just like nighttime is only nighttime when it's, according to Rabbeinu Tam, when it's, you know, basically very dark. And according to the Grah, it has to be normal light. You would think that it should be parallel in the morning. But it's not. In the morning, we say one glimmer, that's day. Even though, like, but it can be, to be night, according to the Grah, you don't need, you know, it's basically still light out, but it's not, and that's still called Laila. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still, even though it can be very dark, but it's not, it's not dark enough that it's not going to be Yom, which is, you know, but that's the question. There seems to be an inconsistency of what required darkness at night to become night in contrast to what you need in terms of light to become day. The light, in other words, with light in the day, you just need one glimmer. So, and then what about night? Night, it's going to take a long time till it becomes, either according to Grah, it's going to become night even before it's dark. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be night only when it's dark. Even though beforehand it was pretty dark, but it wasn't totally dark. Which mission are you referring to? Yeah. Right.
Why would he have to say the name Israel? It's so obvious that the sun's coming from the
Israel. Right.
So why did he have to say that? So it must be that you say the fact that you can see light from the Levant. So it's in the same way that if I were to tell somebody, okay, I'm going to be top four. So then you know, okay, that's the leg I'm looking for as opposed to that one. Right. That's not the actual sun. So with this one, the only reason to mention Nam Mizra is not to make it later time, but just to show, just remember, like, it's the light coming from here, not the light coming from there.
Yeah, because the big question that we're going to have is that we don't find Banish Mushers in the morning. Whereas in the morning, it's either day or not day. There's no Banish Mushers in the morning.
Well, I think you have also very...
There's no Banish Mushers in the morning.
I think you have a very difficult point at night because you have to stop Nimba and you... so you give you more time to Nimba, kind of still stay later, then you have to start Nimba. Here there's no... There's no duality, meaning you can't really admire. You can admire a kachos, but the less time, right?
Okay, that's...
So like, there's nothing that, like, you're not waiting for. You don't have this weird mind of like, there are certain things I can and can't do anymore. Besides what we were talking about the other day, Krishna, Shalaris, so then
I think
you have a degree of better emotion in the morning, also because you.
But say you take a lulav, let me say, say you pick up a lulav right after Alos HaShachar.
The Yotze. So why are you allowed to say Kriya Shema Arvis after Alos
HaShachar? That's a separate thing because people are still sleeping. So.
Oh, because my head is off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I shouldn't eat four shots. They go. I missed the night of the I did not have to say 2 minutes before I was. I could do whatever I could get in. 10 minutes after, 2 minutes after, whatever I was.
I don't think you're worrying about him to cook up if you're not going to cook up there. Meaning?
Whatever. What was the onus I'm on to have? I got released from jail 2 minutes before I got home. I don't care if I would have to lose money for just the fact. The point.
I care with their
person. Yeah, well, let me show you something.
I've come up with numerous things, but I follow my rules.
Yeah, so let me show you something in the Bir Halacha. We're just getting our feet wet now. Look at the Bir Halacha, page 14. He wanted to say two pshatim in Shulchan Aruch, what it means. That Tzviyas HaShachar is Yishiyaskil. He says, Mishallah Amur HaShachar Peyer Pnei HaMizrach. Look at the Bir Halacha, on page 14. Amur HaShachar Nikra Meshihiskil HaOr Lehisnotzi. That's the Rambam. He calls that Rambam, the page Mishnah 9. 72 minutes. That's Alos HaShachar. The local Moshe Torah means that Noshim Shemur HaShachar Kok with the Tzapa Duzman Har Bekodim. These of you shall me. Mash Medivrei Tzad Mechaber Bekodim Sheheya HaMizrach Asha Olo Alos HaShachar Lo Yotza Afidiyem. As he wants to say that the Mechaber is saying that it's not enough Alos HaShachar. You need Alos HaShachar and also Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. And if you don't have that, then it's still night. Now, is he saying it only Gabi Tefillah or is he saying it Gabi everything? We'll see. But that, Magen Avraham, Pri Chodesh, no, Mishol HaAmun HaShachar Yotze B'Dievet. The Yomu. But L'Chakila, in other words, Amun HaShachar is definitely Yom. And L'Chachila, you should have Heyer Pnei HaMizrach.
And we're running Amun HaShachar as what?
Alos HaShachar.
Is that clear?
Nothing is clear. But but that's what I'm going to say. So it comes out, he quotes here a fundamental discussion whether Amun HaShachar, but the requirement of tefillah, Pashat Pshat seems that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that tefillah has a double requirement. It's not enough Alos HaShachar, it has to also be Heir.
One second,
Heir Pnei HaMizrach. And therefore, one second, and therefore, if you do it before, you're not Yotze at all. Or you can say no. That's the Lechatchila for tefillah, is Amun HaShachar and Heir Pnei HaMizrach. But for the Eved, he yotze just with a mula shachar, a lot of shachar law.
Well, it takes to go to the Mishnah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Why can't you read it slightly different? It's Allah HaMura Shachar, and what's Allah HaShachar, everything is from Israel. And that's not, and Allah HaShachar is earlier than Allah HaShachar. And it's not the same thing. It's a much cleaner read. And it answers all questions.
So you want to say that there's a new thing, there's Allah HaShachar, that's the little
right.
One. And then there's a concept of Amur HaShachar.
Which is
Vihe. It's a little bit strange because Vihe, I would have written Allah Amur HaShachar Shehu Heyer.
And that's still bad. And your read is not strange? Allah Amur HaShachar.
My read.
You're saying, why could it first come 6 o'clock, then come 6:30, and eat both conditions? 6:30 always comes after 6 o'clock. That sounds more strange.
Yeah, but it's a stylistic thing.
It's a confusing thing. That's a nice way to confuse the reader and get the wrong side.
Definitely a nice way to confuse the reader. So let's take a quick glimpse. I'm going to show you something that I never showed you before. Maybe I did a little bit, but in the pre-crunch. Page 13. Look at page 13. Mispal Mishalom Lushach Vepin Mishayot. HaMechaber Sosim Kavlo Pish. He says the Mechaber is not clear enough, you see? At least he admits it's not clear. I mean, Prechadish is saying it. The Iker who? What is the Iker? Lola Fakakal. Who? The Shloshes Manin Yesh Lahaskalas Man Hatzvila. There are three Zmanin. For the beginning of tefillah, the Iker Mitzvasa, the most choshev, is the Yidam Shmor Esrei at the next when the sun rises. The Vasikin. He says, "Lachatchila yochal lispalel mishala amar hashach ve'er pnei hamizrach." This is the famous prechadish that I always speak about. That, in other words, lachatchila you can daven Shmor Esrei before Neitzacham. Because Neitzachama is the super duper kiyum. That's super duper. But that doesn't mean anything that's not super duper is b'diyev. There's levels. There's the level of super duper, there's the level of lachatchila, and there's the level of b'diyev. So if you want a super duper, you do a Neitzachama. If you want lachatchila, you do Amar HaShach Ve'er Pnei HaMizrach. Even though that's before Neitzachama. Usually any mitzvah that you do before Neitzachama, you're not, it's only what? B'diyev. You say for tefillah, it's different. Why? Midi dehave atami. Because it's similar to the tami. Umiyu, mispalam shalom ha-shachar, but if you don't wait till hey p'nei ha-mizrach, and you don't, you just do amur ha-shachar?
Said hello.
Amur ha-shachar? Say what?
Yot,
that's only b'diyev. So he's saying, so this pre-chadash is saying that there's Amur HaShachar, there's Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, and there's Neitzacham. So an Amur HaShachar is only b'diyevit. But here Pnei HaMizrach with Amur HaShachar is lechatchila for tefillah, not for Esrog. Not for Esrog. Esrog you have to wait till when? Neitzacham. That was the machlokas we had yesterday.
Yeah, and
we paskin like the Rif. If Iker did, we paskin like the Rif.
One thing, if we go according to the one who says we can't do Shema before Neitzacham.
Okay, but we don't possibly like that sheet.
Okay, but you don't want to be, careful for it.
Rav Lichtenstein wanted to be careful for it, but the rest of us, not.
Well,
what? Yeah. Amura Shach, Alosa Shach, we're saying the same thing.
You couldn't say the first step.
And then, so anything, you do a mitzvah then, it's only the Nier. And then, Tfilo, then the Chachimah's man, okay, Amura Shach, he has been in Israel. And then the mitzvah man, Mukar, is Nei Chacham. This is for Tfilo. But for other mitzvahs, like Bris Milah and Lulav, so the only two things that count are Alos HaShachar and what? And Neitzachama. That if you do it from Alos HaShachar, you don't say B'dievet. And if you do it from Mechanetz and onward, it's L'chatfila. But Tfila can have a whole separate thing. But Tfila, why is it that they did the Talmud? This is interesting. You would think by the Talmud they would do it even earlier. It was the Talmud they wanted to get things in earlier. Not to make a mistake.
They did it.
Because the stakes are higher. Okay. And also, why do we make this and we don't have it by...
Because there was a reason they wanted to get all the votes in the deck. They wanted to keep the...
Right, but they wanted to do it early. But they... Maybe because they were afraid if they would do it early, they'd do it too early.
They did it.
Right.
That was so
they would do it too early, yeah.
So then they said they waited till
and you think by lulav there's no pressure because it's not like you have to have everyone taking one lulav once a day. Beis Hamikdash is very pressure zone that everyone wants to bring their korbanos between Habachal Shachar and Habachal Ben Abai, so you want to start the day as early as you can. So we're afraid you're going to start the day in before Amun HaShachar, so therefore you have to wait till
the day run out of time.
Well, how much, you see, they don't, it's interesting that in your charts here, they have this stuff on your charts. Mayiz Manim. So how much after? So tell them, write them a letter, you say, that the Pre-Chodesh would tell you in the chart you should have three Zman.
Maybe they just go into your Shami at the same exact time, and then
they'll
go
wrong. Well, maybe it's Nishiyah here. Because
Mishiyah here, the 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 Mishiyah here,
the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah
here,
the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here,
the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here, the Mishiyah here, the
Right.
But what about Heya Pnei Amin?
Why not?
Which is before? Mishiyaka or Heya Pnei Amin? Which comes first?
Why can't they be at their time?
Mishiyaka comes first?
Why can't
yeah,
it be
because
Mishiyaka?
Because you don't need so much light.
No,
that.
You need a little bit of light.
So let me ask you a question. So how many minutes are there after?
8 hours of your existence. With the final guy who can say, which do you want to have in life?
Let me ask you a question. How many minutes is it after the Amizra after Alon 74 Nei?
Huh?
How many minutes do you think is after the Amizra after Alon Tashak?
I think it's 50%.
Why?
Yushan says it's 50%, so I'm assuming Yushan is
halfway.
It's halfway.
Why? Why can't it be just the...
Yushan says it's flipped.
And
they come out
later.
I'm assuming that part's not on the argument. No one's arguing.
And they come out later.
You're assuming that 4 mils from Alos to I'm assuming they might argue over what the definitions of the time.
I don't see why you can't say that Mishiyakir is very...
They might have a dispute over other...
So he's saying, I think he's right, that Mishiyakir is probably earlier. Mishiyakir is earlier than...
Why? Why does Bayer Pnei Mizrach have to be the whole entire sky's light?
Hulo. You say he has to call Hamizra. Whose Lasha was that? Call Hamizra. Yeah, so some call Hamizrach is much later than Mishiyakir. Okay, we're not going to finish this. We can spend another hour arguing about this. So we're going to stop now, take a break, Dr. Mincha.
and then we can continue tomorrow.
With the time.